You're holding Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph from Menachos, just the last line was, and the Amud Beis Amud Beis was, that the Omer of Yudah Mashmuel, Mitzvah Lohanicha B'Toy Chalol Shepesach, that where is the place to put a mezuzah on the doorpost? It's supposed to be Toy Chalol Shepesach, in the middle of the doorpost, means the space between the two doorposts, and not in front of the doorpost. So Marcel Cheat, of course, Bisharechom Rachmon. The Torah says Bisharechom. So Rashi says the Hainu Mokom Skiras Hashar. That's the place where you close the gates. And when you close the gates, like when you close the door, it goes in between the two doorposts. So Pshita, that's the place where to put the mezuzah. So Rashi says no. I would have thought to say without Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Halacha that Hoyu V'Yomer Rav. Since Rav says Mitzvah Lo Nicha V'Tefach Hasamach L'Shusharabim. Reflam Gimel Amen Aleph on top, that mitzvah lo nicha, the Pesach HaSomach L'Shus HaRabim, since it's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah with the tefach close to the Shus HaRabim, and we'll still see the reason why. So I would have thought to say maybe Kama de Merachek Miley, the more further out of the house you put the mezuzah, the better off you are. So maybe you could even put it outside the doorpost, unless they're the front wall of the house. Or maybe it does not have to be in the space between the two doorposts. Kamash Mulan, that's as Chiddush know, that so it has to be between the two doorposts. That's the Mokum where to put the mezuzah. But there are certain cases, let's say a person cannot put the mezuzah in the chlal of the Pesach, he cannot put it in between the doorposts. The two doorposts, let's say where a door closes in between, and there's no space there to put the mezuzah there, certainly you have to ask a shalom. Then usually they tell you to put the mezuzah right outside the doorpost, on the front part of it. You can put the mezuzah there also. Now the Gemara says, the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Kosval Shnei Dafim Psulah, if you write a mezuzah on two sheets, Shnei Dafim, it's Psulah, because the mezuzah has to be on one sheet, or some Kalana means on two columns. Rashi's Mashmi, even on two columns, it's possible. Mezuzah has to all be in one column. So Mesa, I have a question. Says Alacha Kosva Shnei Dafin, if you wrote the mezuzah on two sheets or on two columns, V'nicha b'shnei sifin, and you put them on two doorposts by the door, so psula, so it's possible, so it's mashma, why? Because each column of it was on a different doorpost. Mashma b'saf echad, if both columns would be on one doorpost, then ksheira, then the mezuzah would be kosher. Mashm, even though it's made from two different columns. So it says, it's not like a Yudah Mashmuel. Smurah says, no, what it meant to say here was, Ruyelish Nesifin Kamri, that the mezuzah is fit to be used on two doorposts, meaning it's written on two different columns, then it's possible. And it's only kosher if the mezuzah was written completely on one column. So for the Gemolach would be Mashmuel, that if you have the mezuzah on two dafim, it'd be psula. However, Lamaisa, the Mechaba Paskins, in Simon Reish Pechest of Beis, that it's Sarach Lakosva B'daf Echod, it's only Lechatchilu you have to write the mezuzah in one column. For Zim Kosva B'shnei, Oy B'gimul Dafin, Ksherah, that B'dievet is kosher. And the Gros said, that's the way it's Mashmah, they show me like that, that B'dievet is kosher. Now the Gemara says, V'yomer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, in mezuzah holachach ha-heket seer, by mezuzah you go after the heker, the way where the hinges of the door is, which way the door swings, you go after which way the door opens, like we'll soon see. So the Gemara says, my heker tzir, what does it mean to say you go after the hinge? So Omar of Adar, Rav Adar says, it means avaksa, it means the sockets of the door, the sockets where the hinge of the door is. Now the Gemara says, hekidomi, what are we talking, what's the case here that you have to look upon the sockets of the hinge of the door, negeh tehichas mezuzah? Going to cases like this, that pischo, you have an opening, a door here, to bein trei bati, between two houses, between two rooms really, bein begavri levein ashi. One room is, let's say, a men's room, and one room is a lady room. Kids, you have a house that you go through the house, and like on the end of the house, there are two rooms there that connect one to another. And we know the locker is, you have to put the mezuzah on the right side of the door going into the room. So usually you know what's called going in and what's called going out. Let's say you have two rooms adjacent one to another, that the same way you go into one, you go into the other. So really this door between the two rooms, you're not sure which way is considered coming in and which way is considered coming out. So you do not know which side of this door should you put the mezuzah. You have to put it on the right side of the door coming into the room. And here the same way you come in this way to this room, that entrance is also an exit or an entrance into the next room. So in such a case we do not know what's the right side, we go after the hinge. In other words, whichever way the door, usually the side where the hinge is, that's usually the way you open up the door. So the hinges are closer to one room, meaning the door opens up into that room, so then it's considered a Pesach opening up into that room, and therefore you put the mezuzah on the right side going into that room. Whereas if the hinge is closer to the other room, so then the pshat is the door opens up into the other room, then we consider the right of the way coming in to the other room. So that's how we use the second tier. Now usually we know you're supposed to put the mezuzah on the right side of the door. What's called the right side? L'chatchila you always go bosa biyosa labayis. The way you come into the house from the front entrance, the main entrance of the house, normally the way you would walk straight through the rooms, the normal way of walking through the rooms, so every room as you go in, the right side of that door, that's where you put the mezuzah. We're only saying there's a case like this, that even though you go through the house, there are two ways that in the back of the room, in the back of the house, you have these two rooms which are connected one to another, there's a door in between them, that you go both ways, then we have to come to onto a heketzir. But usually the eighth ridge, you go both the way you come into the house, the front way, walking straight through the house. So the Gemara says, Reish Kalusa Bona Besa. Reish Kalusa had a house built for him. Omalet Rav Nachman told Rav Nachman, Kovali Mezuzasa, come and put mezuzas on my house. So Omalet Rav Nachman said, listen, Tolei Dasha Bereisha, first put up the doorpost. Like this last piece of wood that's going to be on the doorpost, first put the doorpost into the wall first, and then I'll put the mezuzah on it. But if I put the mezuzah on the doorpost now, and then you bang the doorpost onto the wall, that would be a psul from Tassav Leimen Asui, that you have to put the mezuzah onto the doorpost. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, a son kimin naga psula, you put a mezuzah like a naga, like a peg, means straight, horizontally, so the mezuzah is psula. You cannot put a mezuzah horizontally. So Gemara says, Aini is not true. I walk Yossi, Rav Yitzchak by Yosef. When the Yitzchak by Yosef came, Omri said like this, that Kulhu mezuzosa devei Rebbe, all the mezuzahs in Rebbe's house, were kemin naga Rebbe Avidin. They were all made like a peg. So what Havimina was, they were all horizontally put into the wall. And also another halach he said over was, V'hi pischa diyayel be'rebbe levei medrasha. Rebbe had like a special private learning room right next to the Beis HaMedrash. So when you used to that entrance from his private room into the Beis HaMedrash, it was heavy lay mezuzah. He did not have a mezuzah room on that entrance. That door going into the Beis HaMedrash, he did not have a mezuzah. We'll soon see later why not. And Rashi says the Messias was a Pesach Kotan Hoyulah the Rebbe, Eitzel Mekoymoy, V'nichnas V'yetzel Boy Kadesh Kriyach Tamidov, Lama V'fonav Im Yavol Afneim. It was a small door that just he himself used to come in from his learning room into the Beis Medrash. In order not to have to walk through the back of the Beis Medrash to make everybody stand up for him, he used to have a small entrance all the way up front just to walk straight in. But our core point of the first theory is, we said before, if you put the mezuzah horizontally, it's possible. And there it says, by Bei Rav, all the mezuzahs put horizontally. So Mora says, I'll tell you there's no stira. So Mora says, Lekasha, hodi avido kesichto. And Echnami, if the mezuzah is made kesichto, like a regular peg, completely horizontally, that's like a puzzle. That's no good. The mezuzah has to be vertically, not horizontally. Hod, after we say the Rebbe's house, all the mezuzahs were made like a peg, hodi avido kistaviro. It was not completely horizontally, it was like a right angle. Kistavira, Rashi says, Kistavira means Naga Kishalumnim Kizer. After Rashi says, as the Istavira means Kihecha Demokom Chibur Hashukli Regal, that your knee and thigh are connected. Have you a shuk zokiv? It's like they're throwing you straight up, mumalo. The regular sheikhiv and the regular is bent over, a little bit like a right angle. So if you have your mezuzah like that, since the top part of the mezuzah is zokiv, is straight up, that's also kosher. So this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara that the mezuzah should be vertically and not horizontally. If it's horizontally, it's possible. However, Taz brings down to Rabbeinu Tam, argues in Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam is just the opposite. There's not covered to have something standing up, ad rabba, but it should be horizontally. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the way a mezuzah should be is horizontally and not vertically. So Maisa, that's why when we put our mezuzah, we try and be yetsa both shittis. We do not have our mezuzah straight up vertically, but we have it a little bit tilted towards the side, as if to be yetsa both shittis. That's our minhag usually. The Vadim Iker Adin, the Rock was like Rashi, that the mezuzah should be straight up and should not be horizontally. Just yes, Rabbeinu Tam Shitruah, so the heel is the opposite. Rabbeinu Tam holds that vertically it's possible and horizontally it's kosher, therefore we have our mezuzahs slanty. Now the Gemara is on the second memory said over from Rebbe, was that he did not have a mezuzah on his small door that entered to the base of Medrash. So Gemara says, Ein, it's not that way. For who pischa? Deviayo bo Rav Huna lebei Medrasha, by Rav Huna's house. He also had a door that he entered from his house, like from his room, into the Beis Medrash, for every law mezuzah. And he had a mezuzah there. So how come before we're saying over that by Rebbe's house, or the Rebbe, he did not have a mezuzah on the door going into the Beis Medrash? What's the theory? Do you have to have one or not? So Gemara's lashon is, the Gemara's answer is, Hahu Rogel Hevi. There he was used to using that door. But Rav Huna partially means it wasn't a private door only he used. A lot of people used it. It was Ruggle. And since it was Ruggle, a lot of people used it, therefore it was Mechuyv in the Mezuzah. But Hashem came before by Rebbe, there was a private door, only he used it, therefore you're not Mechuyv in the Mezuzah. So that's what Rashi says, that Ruggle Rebbe means Rav HaNechnos in the Beis HaMedrash was B'yos HaPesach. So the most of the entrance was going through that room, through that door, Rav Huna, therefore it was Mechuyv in the Mezuzah. By Hashem came by Rebbe, most of the times he went to the Beis HaMedrash, he used the other door, not this private door. Therefore, since this private door was not used that often, was not the ruggle, it's not Mechuyv in the Mezuzah. That's Rashi Shita. And Rashi learns that's from the next Gemara, that the Gemara says, Tiyam Rav Yudu Amar Rav, the Mezuzah holach achal ha-ruggle. By Mezuzah, you go after the door that you ruggle, use most of the times. So Rashi says in the case, in Yesh Beis Pesach and Lechederech, let's say one room has two doors to it. So B'yesh Pesach, that door, Sherogu Lotzes V'lovoi Yoser, the door that you use most often, that's the one you have to use the mezuzah. That's the Rashi learns from this Gemara. So according to Rashi, if you have two doors going into one room, and you use one door much more often than the other door, so you only have to put up a mezuzah with that door that you use more often, not the other door. So that's the Rashi learns of Pshatir also. That by Rebbe, when he went to the Beis HaMedrash, he didn't use it that often. The main door that he used was the other door. Therefore, the other door was Mechuyv in the Mezuzah, not this one. Mashenka by Rav Huna's house, there this door was used mostly, therefore it was Mechuyv in the Mezuzah. That's the way Rashi learns. All the Mepharshim learn, not like Rashi, that Avad, if you have two doors going into one room, Avad, both doors is Mechuyv in the Mezuzah. Even though you use one more than the other one, but since both are meant to be used as an entrance, therefore Avada both are Mechuyv in the Mezuzah. The Gemara only means in the case here in our Gemara, where he had this private door going into the Beis HaMedrash. Here going into the Beis HaMedrash, since anyway people hold, they are sheet to hold the Beis HaMedrash as part of the Mezuzah. It's only over here that you went in from your house, so since this Pesach, you're not rogel to use, therefore you're part of the Mezuzah. But Mashenka by Rav Huna, it was like a Pesach, it was rogel, he belongs to his boy from Beisai, therefore he's chayv in the Mezuzah. But they learned a special sugya by a door going into a Beis HaMedrash. But about the other doors, any door, any time you use the door, about the yimachuyu to put a mezuzah, even though there are two doors going into one room. The other Gemara says, Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Shmuel, Omer Shmuel, Mitzvah l'nicha b'tchilas shlish elyon. Where's the place, how high up on the doorpost should you put the mezuzah? So he holds the mitzvah to put it at the beginning of the top third. because I divide your doorposts into threes, and the beginning of the top third, that's the mokum where to put the mezuzah. So that's what Rav Masna on Omar Shmuel says. However, Rav Huna Omar Rav Huna says, Magbiya minakarka tefach, as long as the mezuzah is at least one tefach off the ground, or else Machik minakarka tefach, or else you have to make sure it's not the top tefach of the doorpost either. Those two tefachim you cannot put a mezuzah. But v'chol ha'pesach kula kosher mezuzah, the rest of the doorpost, any place on the doorpost, is kosher to put a mezuzah up. So Mora says, Meitzvah, I have a question. It says, Magbiya minakarka tefach. You have to make sure the mezuzah is at least one tefach off the ground. And also, Umachrit minakarka tefach. You have to make sure it's at least one tefach down from the roof. Umachrit minakarka from the roof, one tefach. But v'chol ha'pesach kula kosher mezuzah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Screw it, this comes out good. Like Rav Huna says, Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole doorpost is kosher for the mezuzah, just not the top tefach or the bottom tefach. However, now it says that Rabbi Yossi holds and says, the Apostle says, ukshartem uchsavtem. You have to make a kshira, means tefillin, uchsavtem, writing a mezuzah. So we dashen like this, ma kshira begvoya, just like the tefillin. You put it on top of your head, it's begvoya, by the mokum shomoichus tenig reifus, put on top of your head, that's the mokum at tefillin. So he yelled, af ksiva, the same thing, the mezuzah, the gaiva should be on the top part of the doorpost. The question means mamash all the way on top, even the top tefach. And so the Gemara says, bishleim of the Rav Huna, it's very good according to Rav Huna, the Yom Kav Yehuda. Rav Huna holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. Elish Shmuel. That Shmuel says, no, not all the way on top, but only the beginning of the top third, but not the rest of the doorpost. And so the Yom Kaman, who does Shmuel say like? The Chur like Reb Yudit, it says the whole doorpost is kosher. For like Reb Yis, not like Reb Yis either, he sold that only the top part of the doorpost is kosher. So Chur Shmuel is not saying like either one of them. So Morin says, Rav Huna Bered Rav Nosin, Liyelam Reb Yis. I'll tell you really, maybe Shmuel holds talk like Reb Yis Yishita. And if so, Umay Tchilash Lish Elyon. Tikoma, what does, Shmuel mean to say the beginning of the top third, what he meant to say, you might chila shlisha in the beginning of the top third, to come malahachiko, just means to say, take a little bit away from the roof. It means to say, it means, the comma means lahachiko, means it should not be that far away from the roof. That means to say, shlalahachiko menakarish shamala yoise mishlish, means you should not bring it down more than one third of the doorpost from the roof. That's how far down the most it could be, that's still kosher. But in Echnami, l'chitchila he'll hold, the higher up you put it, the better it is. He'll hold taka like Reb Yossi Shita, that ukshatum uchsavtum, that it should be as high as possible. That's why he says, sheyoyse le'echekenu menatikro, just means this third, this top third that he said, just means not to put it down further than that from the roof. But then he says, "Of Yishalmi Masha Peregbeis the Megillah to Keshapesach Gevoy Harbe." Let's say the door is very hard. Let's say you have a 20-foot tall doorway. So then, Manicha Kneged Seifov, you should not put the mezuzah higher up than your shoulders. For Chuluk Al Hashashalonu. Then he says, "Like it's Mechuluk on our Shas." So even though the Meisef and our Gemara postures is Mashma that the Maskana is that the higher up you put it, the better off you are. Still, the Ma'is, the Loch, the Rambam, the Shukran of Pastor, not like that. And the Mechaba Pastor is like the Loch, the member of Shmuel, and that's usually our Minig, that the Mechaba says that where is the Mokin to put it? The Tchilas Shlish Elyon, the beginning of the top third, Goiva Hashah, that's the place to put it. He only says, Vim Kovah Lamalim, is if you put it even higher than that, is also Ksheira. For the Smashma, the Shach says, Avolamata Mishlish Elyon, if you have it less than the top third, it's like Apostle. Only in a case like the Rishalmi says, in a case where the doorway is very, very high. So then, if even though you have it less than the top third, but as long as it is by the height of your shoulders, that's also kosher. If you don't have such a high doorway, then we say the ikum mokum, where to put it, is at the beginning of the top third. You put it higher than that, also it's kosher. But less than that, in a case where it's less than your shoulders, then about there'll be puzzled, you should lift and make it higher than that. The only time that sometimes they put it downwards is in the case if you have a doorway as an archway. We have there's an archway, round, circle-like, half semicircle, send it to Shalom, we'll send a loch later. When exactly does the mezuzah start? What's called the mashkuf of the top, and what's called the mezuzah? There usually the minig is we put the mezuzah on the straight part of the doorpost. As soon as the doorpost starts to turn, become like a semicircle, we say that's all called part of the mashkuf of the top part, that's not the makom of the mezuzah. Then tak we put the mezuzah even very low, as long as it's on part of the straight part of the doorway. But a normal doorway where it's like a square, Zenavada, the Ikka Makum with the pull is at the beginning of the top third, providing it's not higher up than your shoulders. The other Gemara said that we had before, Omar Rava. Rava says, Mitzvah Lanicha Betefach Asamach L'Shusarabim. Where's the place to put the mezuzah? The mitzvah is to put it like on the outside of your house, the first Tefach which is close to L'Shusarabim. The Tefach Asamach L'Shusarabim. Let's say you have your front entrance into the house, let's say it's a deep doorway, so do not put the mezuzah closer towards your house, but rather put it closer towards the Shus Rabin. Again, it has to be in the chalal of the Pesach. It has to be in between the two doorposts. Just as a very wide, very thick, deep doorway, you should put it on the tefach near the Shus Rabin. My time, what's the reason? My time is for Rabbanan Amri Kadeshi Yitzka B'mezuzah Miyad. The swear is that right away, as soon as you start to enter your house, right away you should bump into the mezuzah. But the Ikka, the side of the mezuzah is, to remember the Shema, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So right away you should remember the mezuzah, bump into the mezuzah. Rav Chanina Misuri Yomer Ki Hecha De Tintarei. In order that it should be a shame to watch you. We know the mezuzah is a watcher. It watches us. So therefore let the Shemira start as far out as possible. And Omer Rabbi Chanina, boy you ray, come and see. Shaloi Ki Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas Vadam. Hashem's Midas is not like us. Midas boss with them. A person, Melech Yeshu Bifnim. Where does a person, a king, sit? He sits inside the throne, he's inside the palace. Biyam, and he has his policemen, the people, Misham HaMaisim HaMachutz. The police staff is staying outside watching the king. But Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Enikin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not like that. Avodav Yeshu Bifnim. We, the servants of Hashem, we sit inside our house. The who Misham HaMachutz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was outside watching us. The mezuzah that's outside the house, in the doorway, that's what's protecting us. Shneim the pasuk says, Hashem shemrecha, Hashem watches us, Hashem tzumcha, Hashem is our tzeir, I'll protect them, yad minecha, by the right. Dorish Rab Yeser Breh de Rava, Mishmei de Rava, name of Rava. Hemek lo tefach psula. Let's say you put the mezuzah inside the doorpost. A tefach, that's psula. We put our mezuzah like on the outside of the doorpost, that's all right. But sometimes you used to drill a hole inside the doorpost and stick the mezuzah inside the doorpost. So that's still kosher, as long as it's not deep inside the doorpost of tefach. If it's a tefach inside, that you don't touch it, you don't see it so well, then it's possible. That's not the makom for the mezuzah to be. Samara says, if so, lema, let's say, misal, let me bring a raya to Rava. It says, nicha bepatim, if you put the mezuzah on the patim, on the doorpost itself, you put it on the post of the door itself. Oy shetono leo malvin, or else he added like another frame around the mezuzah. So it depends. So now the mezuzah is inside. If there's an outer frame around it, sim yeshom tefach tzorach mezuzah cheres. If the outer frame now extends the tefach out, so it comes out that the mezuzah is inside a tefach. It's possible you have to put another mezuzah there. In lab, if it's not inside a tefach, then im lav ain't the tzorach mezuzah, then you don't have to have another mezuzah. So im lav is ain't the tzorach mezuzah, you don't have to have another mezuzah. So what's a riot to Rava? If the mezuzah itself is inside the doorpost more than a tefach, or if there's something around that's sticking out more than a tefach, the mezuzah is no good. So what says could be no, from this halach there's no proof. Kitan yahi the pesach shachur yadelis. Maybe he's talking about a doorpost that's in the back of a door. Like we'll soon see, meaning when you have two doors, one next to another, and you have one doorpost in between them. And that's a special halacha if you need two mezuzahs and one mezuzah. That if the doorpost in between is left in a tefach, one mezuzah helps for both doorways. And if there's a tefach wide, then you need two mezuzahs. So it could be the chlal, we're not talking about that the mezuzah is inside the depth of the doorway or tefach, but rather where the whole doorway is a tefach ward. It's a different halacha. So Morris says, no, that can't be the pshat over here, because that din or bedi katonila, we learned that din clearly, that Pesach Shachuri Hadelis, if you have one entrance and back of another entrance, you have two doors side by side, and there's one like doorpost in between. So halacha is, emyesham tefach, if the doorpost there's a tefach wide, so you have to have two mezuzahs then, one for each doorway. But v'yimlav, if the doorpost in between is less than a tefach wide, that's dividing the two doorways, and sort of like one big doorway. And then the din is ain't sarach mezuzah acheres. You don't have to have a second mezuzah. It's enough just one. So the chura, that's that halacha. So the first halacha is not talking like this. Someone says, no, maybe they're both the same halacha. And I tell you, ketzer ketoni, but the Bryce now goes to explain what's the case of a Pesach, a churi adelis. That's the case. So ketzer ketoni means to come in to explain it. So it could begin, there's no proof to Rovo that the mezuzah is hemed for a tefach is possible. Here it could be talking about with a tefach, that's the width of this doorpost in between two doors. Then the local mice is like Rova, that if the doorpost is a place where the mezuzah is a tefach inside, then it'll be possible. And the mezuzah has to be on the outside of the doorpost, not stuck in a tefach. Tazim Mor says, turn it along like this. Hemed lo malbin shokanim. Let's say by the doorpost you put up a post of reed, malbin shokanim of reeds, so choytech shpuferis, you let it cut it open there, like make it open a hollow piece there, or manicha and put the mezuzah inside it. If the doorpost is there ready, if the kanim, if the reeds are there ready, now you can like make a hollow place there to put the mezuzah in. Omer Rav Acha bread ravel, shonim rele shehemed, where you first put the reeds onto the doorpost, and then you cut out a hole where to put the mezuzah in. Then you put the mezuzah inside it. Let's say you had this reed outside the doorpost before it was attached, and you made a hole there. Then you put the mezuzah in it. And then you put this reed onto the doorpost. Psula. They're putting the mezuzah up that way. It's psula. Why? The pasuk says tassel. It has to be made l'shem mezuzah. Also, not here. It was already made from before this reed, this doorpost. The Yomar Rav, Rava says, Hani Pischi Shimoi, these bare, like, defected doorways, Pturim in a mezuzah, the Totem in a mezuzah. So the question is, my Pischi Shimoi, what does it mean, a defected doorway? What's wrong with it over here? So, the Mora says, Pligiba Rav Ruchumi V'Abba Yosi. Machoikis. Chadom, one says, the less late Tikra, it has no roof on top. That's the problem. You have a doorpost, it has no upper beam. That's the problem. The Chadoma, the less leishkufi, and one says no, that has no side post. That's a problem. Now we talk the Paskin Nevada, the doorway is only mechuyvin mezuzah if it has door posts and it has a top piece to it also, a lentil going across. And no, then if you have a room that does not have a roof to it, so we Paskin the only mechuyvin that has potem in a mezuzah. That's loshim the mechavin simin yudalid that bayi shein le tikra is potem in a mezuzah. The other Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Shelo, Omar Rab Chizdo, Ach Sadro, like a hallway that's closed on three sides and open on one side. So an Ach Sadri says, Pturim min HaMezuzah, Spartim min HaMezuzah, the three Shem Lop Tzimim, because it has no a doorpost. The fourth side is open completely, there are no doorposts there. So it's not called the Pesach, Yipartim min HaMezuzah. So Mor says, Mashmo Yesh Lop Tzimim, if it does have doorposts though, then chayv, you would be chayv in mezuzah. Ah, the question is why? The chizik tikru diavidi, the only reason why the doorposts are put there in the two ends is to hold up the roof, but not really as a doorway. So mazokakam, this is what he meant to say. Afopi sheish lo ptsimim, even though it has doorposts at the two ends, ptur still is part of the mezuzah. Shein asun el chizik tikru, because the purpose why these doorposts are there is not l'shem pesach, but just v'mechazik to make the roof stronger, to hold up the roof. Omer Abaye, Abaye said like this, Chazina luhu lespalidei devei mar diyistlu psimi. I saw this lespalidei. He saw these holes by Beimar, like these achsadrus, that diyistlu psimi, even though it had doorposts, for lesla mezuzah, and it had no mezuzah there, mezuzah. So, because he held, lechizik tikru diavidi, the purpose of the doorpost there was just to hold up the roof, not for really a doorway, to make a pesach there for your potter.
Mace, we have a question on this. It says, Alocho, that a beis shar, like a lodge, a beis shar, achsadro roses the hallway, umafeses roses the balcony. Chayovim b'mezuzah, it says it's chay b'mezuzah. There's a clearly an achsad ris chay b'mezuzah. So Mace says, achsad with the beis rav. Yes, some achsad with the beis rav. So Mace says, what's the achsad with the beis rav? Ki endur yamiyah yisah. It's so luchur, it's a regular, it's a real room. It was a regular room there. It has a real pesach, so pshuti chayiv. So Mace says, Biachsadra Rumisa. It means an Achsadra Rumisa. Means a Roman Achsadra, like. The Rashtan's a Pshatra is that you had a fourth wall, but all made from windows. So that's the Chiddush, that is considered like a Pesach. It's not completely open, the fourth side. It has windows there, so that's called the source of Pesach. There you would be Chayiv in a Mezuzah. Omer Rach, Bo Omer Rav Yehuda, Bei Haziki, Chayiv is Tei Mezuzahs. Bei Haziki is Chayiv with two Mezuzahs. But the more my Bei Haziki, what is this room Bei Haziki? Amar Apopo Saba Mishmei the Rav Bei Shar. It means this is like a lodge, like a foyer. Ha Pesuch Lechotzer Rabatim Pesuchim LeBei Shar. That it's opened up into the courtyard, and the house is also opened up into this room. So therefore, it says Yichayev in Shtei Mezuzas on both sides, both entrances. Yichayev in Mezuzah. And Tana Rabbanim went to the Brisa like this: that the Bei Shar, we have this lodge. That's opened up into the garden, and also into the outhouse, and the outer part of the house opens up to that also. So the question is it called the ikah for coming into the house, Yechayv and Mezuzah, or the ikah for going out into the garden and Yipata? Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on.
On the other side, just turn over, we'll continue on the other side.
A lodge going out and Yipata.